From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called A Sermon About Us and Our Savior, the last in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Never Separated from God. The text is John chapter 11 and verse 26, And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Yes, Lord, we believe in it. We shall never die. Our soul may be separated from our body. And this is death of a kind, but our soul shall never be separated from God, which is the true death, the death which was threatened to sin, the death penalty which is the worst that can happen. We believe this most assuredly, for who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? We are members of the body of Christ. Will Christ lose parts of his body? We are married to Jesus. Will he be bereaved and widowed? It is not possible. There is a life within us which is not capable of being divided from God. Yea, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And how then can we die? Jesus himself is our life, and therefore there is no dying for us, for he cannot die again. In him we died unto sin once, and the capital sentence cannot a second time be executed. Now we live, and live forever. The reward of righteousness is life everlasting, and we have nothing less than the righteousness of God, and therefore can claim the very highest reward. Living and believing, we believe that we shall live and enjoy. Wherefore we press forward with full assurance that our life is secure in our living head.
Left his father's throne above, so free.
One of the most precious gifts God has given to mankind is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. For those in the English-speaking world, the ability to own a copy of God's Word is taken for granted. Indeed, many of us possess multiple copies of the Bible. Yet, this was not always the case. There was a time when attempts to translate the Bible into the language of the common people were met with persecution and even death. Men like John Wycliffe and William Tyndale were hunted like outlaws simply because they labored to give God's Word to people in the language they could understand. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available a booklet that briefly traces the history of those efforts. Entitled, How We Got Our English Bible, this short publication tells the story of the development of the authorized version of the Scriptures as we know it, including the enormous impact of the invention of printing upon the spreading of God's Word. Published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, this booklet is free to all who request it. Simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of How We Got Our English Bible, and we'll be happy to provide it. Chapter 24, verse 29, records the death of Joshua. In this message, Dr. Cairns is making two major points. First, he's been drawing parallels between Joshua and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he will emphasize the solemn truth that as Joshua died, so must we. One of the principal characteristics of both Joshua and Christ is that they were servants. There are also important contrasts between Joshua and Christ. Whereas Joshua died and was buried, Christ died and rose again. Passing from the focus on our Redeemer, Dr. Cairns now deals with the inevitability of death. No man has control over death in regard to when it will be. The great question is how. That is, will you die in Christ or out of Christ? Eternity hangs on the answer. Now to continue this message, a sermon about us and our Savior, here is Dr. Cairns.
I've often quoted to you the words of a friend of mine in Northern Ireland, the father of one of our ministers now, Reverend Stephen Hamilton. Stephen's dad in his young days fancied himself as a boxer, as a professional boxer, and battered others enough and got battered enough about to know that it was a fool's game, but he was quite a character. I've often told you, and I never forget it, I met him downtown in Belfast many years ago, a Saturday afternoon. you've got to understand that in European cities, downtown is where the people are. Crowds and crowds of people. Thousands of people, it seemed to me. Everywhere there were people, and I could see Bill down the street, and he puts his hand to his mouth and he yells out, "Glory to God." All this and heaven to follow. That was his testimony. Bless God. It's so very true. I trust you'll profit from Joshua's dying sermon about Jesus our Savior. Close in with Christ. Close in with Christ. What a fool an Israelite would have been to say to Joshua, "I'm going to stay in the wilderness. I'm not going over into Canaan. I'm going to stay here among the wild beasts. I'm going to stay here to be a prey to every enemy. I'm going to be without God, without hope. I'm going to live and die in the wilderness." You'd have said, "Man, you're a fool." Yet some sit in our churches week after week, and that's exactly what they say to the greater Joshua. Be very careful. Be very careful. For one of these days you'll get your wish. You may just live and die without Christ in the wilderness to be ushered out to the greater wilderness of God's hell. It's a solemn thought. But it's one that's very much in order, because Joshua's sermon is not only about the Savior, it's about us. And so as we close today, I want us to think of this simple truth. Joshua died, and so must we. There's something inevitable about the ending of this book. You recollect that the book of Joshua commences with the record of a death, the death of Moses. And in these last few verses, it mentions the deaths of three other great men: Joshua, Joseph. I know he had died many years before, but here we have the reference to his death and now his burial. And Eleazar, the high priest. Now that's not coincidental. God means us to stop and take note of this, because the first great lesson we've got to learn from this sermon, from the death of Joshua, about ourselves is the inevitability of death. You're not too young to die. You're not too strong to die. You're not too healthy to die. The inevitability of death. The wise woman of Tekoa said, "We must needs die, and there is water spilt upon the ground that cannot be gathered up again." We must die. Paul wrote to the Hebrews, "It is appointed unto man once to die." The Scripture tells us very clearly when that moment comes, there is no man who can restrain his soul from fleeing out into God's eternity. There is no man can get a grip on life. I realize very well that it appears that attitude has a great deal to do with the progress of certain illnesses. But I must say that I get sickened when I read of the stupidity and the empty bravado of some people, when, especially celebrities, when they're diagnosed with, say, rampant cancer or something of that nature, and they say, "I'm going to whip this." Well, now, we wish people well when they suffer from some dread disease, and we wish well for their therapies. But my friend, let me tell you, when death comes, you're not going to do any whipping of anything. It's appointed to you and to me to die. The question is not will we die, but when. I don't know when. I really have no say in when. I have no control at all over when. The other question is how. And I'm not talking by what physical means. I'm talking spiritually. In what state will we die? We read of Joshua that he died with a glorious testimony. The servant of the Lord. That's the way I want to die. To be honest, I'm not particularly worried as to when it is. People think I'm a little crazy about this, but I, unless the Lord changes my mind, it's what I've always believed and what I've always felt. Some years ago, a doctor did a little run on me and he thought, you've got a hiatal hernia. You lose a bit of that camel's hump in front, it'll not trouble you any. But those of you who have ever had that know when the pain first hits. I also at that time had gallstones and gall problems, so with all that going together, when all those things hit, the pains were very, very much like your heart was about to burst and your heart was about to give out. It's hard to tell the difference. In fact, doctors have told me they've treated people for a heart attack because of these same pains, that found it wasn't hard at all. And I had to start to think. And I used to say, and I still say, if I could only know that this heart attack would take me, I'm not calling any doctor, I'm not looking for any tubes, and I really don't want to live any longer. If I'm ready to go, let me go. Now that may be crazy, because it may not just take me, it may just leave me even stupider than I am now. And that would not be very wise to go through that. But those are decisions we all will have to make. I'm not getting into that. I'm simply saying that I'm not particularly worried as to when I die. God wants me to live till I'm 60. That's how long I live. If He wants me to die when I'm 80, that's when I'll die. And that's okay by me. One way or the other. But the one thing that does concern me, he said, I would die with this testimony. A servant of the Lord. I got to thinking about Joshua this morning. And I realized as I read these verses and thought again, this puts a whole new perspective on life, doesn't it? You see, Joshua had done many great things. How many men in the world have ever done what Joshua did? In fact, I go this far. No other man in the history of the world has ever done what Joshua did. Who else has stood there and commanded the sun to stand still? And God in heaven heard his cry, and the entire system of the heavens came to a halt. Whoever else has done it? None but Joshua. For the space of a day, God called a halt to the motions of the universe at the word of one man. Joshua did a great thing. Joshua saw God dry up the Jordan. Joshua saw the walls of Jericho sink down into the ground. My, what a great work he did. What wonderful things he accomplished. But what use would those things be now in death? I began to think of some of the great things that great men had done. Think of Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military geniuses the world has ever known. Conquered the world. There were no more worlds left to conquer. And he died, a young man. What use is conquest then? Remember when we were studying Latin and Roman history, we had to translate about Hannibal doing the impossible, crossing the Alps. The Romans were so secure, no one could come from Carthage across the Alps, but he did it. My, he was a celebrity. But when he comes to die and go out to meet God, what is it in the record book? I crossed the Alps with so many elephants. I read the obituaries of great men. They worked here. They made this much money. They made this record. They sang before this prince. They ascended this great height of human acclaim. Now what? What use is it? Joshua went out to meet his God. There was only one thing that mattered. What was it? It was that God recognized him as one of his own. God knew him. God owned him. And God received him as his child. My friend, that's what matters, and that's how I want to die. What about you? Many other people had died before Joshua during his lifetime without that testimony. Think of the thousands he had seen cut down in rebellion against God. They had been born into the same nation. They had gone through the same religious rituals. They had the same religious education. They had the same religious opportunities. And yet they died in their sin, cut off from God. Millions around the world today are dying. It's not just the death knell for bodies we hear, but the death knell for souls. For millions are dying without Christ. Some of you are in this meeting without Christ, and you are dying. I want you to understand that. You and I, at this very point in time, when we pride ourselves that we are living, we are actually dying. You've had many opportunities to repent and be converted. You've had many spiritual advantages. You've had an open Bible. You've had Christian Sabbath school teachers, perhaps Christian day school teachers, perhaps Christian parents, Christian preachers, Christians praying for you, Christians working with you. You've had the Holy Spirit work in your heart to cause you conviction of sin. He has caused sometimes an upheaval in your whole emotional system. He has made you feel your need of Christ. He has pointed you heavenward via the cross. And yet some of you are still rejecting Christ, dying without Him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.